A lot of great interviews that I've wanted to do down here at the Senior Bowl, but I think there's one that we were all waiting to do, and it's this guy right here, Scott Quesenberry. Now, I say the name, and everybody in Houston goes, oh, I know that name, because you are the younger brother of David with the Houston Texans.
Yes, sir.
How is it to be here? We'll talk about David just a second, because I'm sure there's plenty of stories you can give us about David. And we know all the great stories off the field and being cancer, all that, but I'm sure there's some other stories you can tell us. We'll get there. What's it like being here amongst this group of players? You had one last opportunity to represent UCLA.
It's awesome. You know, it's pretty undescribable. I had a great experience at UCLA, and to be able to wear the UCLA decal one more time on my helmet down here competing with the best players in the country, it's a true honor.
Have you thought about the NFL and thought about what it would be like to put the NFL helmet on, a jersey, and I'm a member of this team, maybe this team? Have you thought about what that's going to be like?
Yeah, I have. You know, it's been a dream of mine since I was a little kid, and you know, now kind of having it all come to fruition and be right there, and you know, you're knocking on the door. So it's pretty crazy to think that it's finally here.
Unfortunately, you're going to be on the North squad, but you still have the opportunity to show everybody, all the scouts, all these analysts, all these writers, all these media that love to eat. What do you want to show everybody this week?
I just want to come out here and show people that I'm one of the best inside offensive linemen in this draft class. And I know it's a really deep draft class at guard and center, but I just want to kind of separate myself in any way that I can.
Do you feel like you can play both? Or do you have a preference, I want to play center, I want to play guard, or just wherever team needs you?
I don't have a preference. I just want to play.
Now, as the youngest of three brothers, I'm sure that both your older brothers probably put the beat down on you a little bit. What was it like growing up in House Quesenberry?
It was awesome. You know, everything was a competition between us when we were little, and you know, pretty much finishing in last place as the youngest one all those years, you know, kind of gave me a jump start on what it was going to be like when I was finally playing with kids my own age, and it did. And you know, I'm grateful for having two older brothers that, you know, had a high standard for me and, you know, held me to such high expectations, and it was good growing up in that house.
Now, if I remember correctly, neither of those two played in the Senior Bowl.
David did.
So, okay, so you don't have that on. Scott, do you remember when you first heard that he was sick, that he was dealing with cancer? Do you remember what that moment was like? I know younger, but what was that like hearing that he was having to go through that battle?
You know, it's just not even, it's hard to really even talk about still. It was a really hard time for me, and you know, I would have given anything to switch places with him because of a guy, you know, how much he's gone through being a walk-on, and then he missed his rookie year because of the foot, then to have that, and, yeah. You know, you never know if you're going to play football again. I would have switched places with him if I could have, but he always said, that's not how I would do this, and he always reassured me he was going to be okay and he was going to play ball again, and now, you know, 3 years later, here we are. Which is just an incredible story and an incredible testament to him.
What was it like seeing him come out of the tunnel and then being on the field to play on Christmas Day?
It was just, you know, it kind of just sends shivers down your spine and gives you the chills. And for a guy that's gone through and overcome what he's gone through is incredible, and he deserves it, I think, more than anyone in the world. And to finally see it happen for him was incredibly special.
For that reason, I would imagine you're probably partially a Texans fan, but you grew up a fan of what team?
I was a Chargers fan growing up, from San Diego.
Okay, so I've been wanting to ask a Chargers fan this for a long time. Now that the Chargers are in L.A., how do you feel about them?
You know, there's some of the players on the team that I still love, like Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers. You know, I can't get enough of that guy. And, you know, you got your old Chargers that you still love, like right. Antonio Gates and those guys. Yeah. But, you know, for me, as of now, it's not so much that they moved to L.A. and stuff like that. It's just kind of I'm going to be my own team and kind of write my own history and see where this takes me. And I'll be a fan of whatever team picks me up. So that's the way I look at it now.
Would you be able to play right next to your brother? You at center, he at guard. How would that feel?
It'd be awesome.
I would love to see it. I think everybody would love to see it. Family Quesenberry reuniting in Houston would be very cool. Scott, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.